Hello.
Hello, Leon.
Yeah.
How?
Julia, how are you?
I'm okay. You know, I'm working.
Oh.
In the office. I was really sorry about last Friday,
mm-hmm. But
I didn't receive your call.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you know, I was on the way back to Beijing when you called. So I didn't hear the ring.
Okay.
So I missed your call.
Okay, mm-hmm. So you were a little busy, right, last week. Mm-hmm, that's okay.
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So how about today?
I've been working. Now, we are preparing for the financial statements, and a lot of colleagues in the office are still up there. Maybe I guess that they will be working to midnight.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The same with you.
I'm just one of them.
Oh my God. So this is like a busy work.
Yeah.
Right?
But I'm okay for the calls.
Okay.
But actually, I didn't prepare for it today.
Oh, it's okay. Maybe we just talk about today's topic, right? So
okay.
But by the way, you went back to Beijing now, right? You are in Beijing now. Okay. So how's your business trip? How was it?
It was I stayed one night in Tianjin, and Friday night I came back to Beijing to work.
So was it successful?
Actually, it's just nothing special. There is an emergency. Something emergent, so I was called back to the office to help those the consolidation team to prepare for the financial statement. So I had to come back. Then it's okay. I was responsible for that. Branch, but no, I don't have to because I wasn't involved in that team. At this time, I was I was absent from that team, so I don't have to take much responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
So it's okay for me, and I'm considering quitting this job. And yes, because I have to prepare for the GMAT exam in August 24.
Oh.
So so I don't have much time to prepare for it, so I had to quit this job.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so when are you planning to quit the job?
I've already talked about it with the manager,
mm-hmm.
and they agreed.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I will left the office. I will quit this job in October, and between now and October, I will take a long leave.
You will take a long leave.
Yes,
oh.
I will take a long leave until early October, and I will leave to the office.
Oh, all right. But you said you will quit, right?
So I will quit this job.
Oh, okay.
You know, because I will be promoted to senior three.
Oh.
I will be promoted to a higher position.
Yes.
in early October.
Oh.
So I have to wait for that moment before I quit.
Oh, before quitting, right? Why? Because that is very, I think it's a very good achievement, right?
I think it's important, and just 1 or 2 months left, so I have to wait.
So you have to wait for it, and it will be good for you. You have more salary?
I think so, and it would be helpful if I look for another job.
Yes, it's just like one of your good achievements, right? If you are promoted, so you will be credited about that, and you will get a good job easily, right? So okay. So congratulations, and you'll be promoted. It is because of your hard work. I know that you are a very hardworking person, so that the company would like to award you for that, right? So you did your best. I know it. Okay. So how about today's topic? Are you ready? So I think today's topic is somehow related to what we were talking about. It's just like, have you ever cast your work aside, and why?
You know, I had a quick look at today's topic, but I don't quite understand the phrase cast aside. I guess just means you put aside, or
it means that like get rid of, throw away like that. So maybe you tried to get rid of
my work.
Yes, get rid of your work.
I think no. I never casted my work aside.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Before, but now, I will do that soon.
But of course, you have a very good reason. Reasonable, right? That is so reasonable. Why you have to cast away your job now, right?
Reasonable for because I'm preparing for the exam.
Yes, right? It's reasonable for
Actually, I don't think it's quite a strong reason for my quitting this job.
Why?
It's a reason, but I don't think I have to quit this job for the preparation. Some of my colleagues received work and they got a satisfactory score of the GMAT exam.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think I have to quit, but I would do so because I'm not interested in this job. It's a little boring, and I just want to find something I'm really interested in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Got it. Okay. So it's also a good reason, right? It's for your career development, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And, you know, a lot of my colleagues hold the same opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Hold this, they have the same idea. Most of them want to quit, but they don't they don't have the courage to make such a decision. Mm-hmm. Some of them haven't found such a factory job. Mm-hmm. So they don't quit, but actually they are not. They are very disappointed at the job.
Okay. So maybe most of your friends also want to get rid of their job, but they don't have the courage, right? Because they have to make sure because what?
Because it's now we have to work so hard and we didn't get paid accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
Really. Mm-hmm. So I don't think actually it was really a one good job about three or four years ago. It's really most of my classmates admired me. Because I had such a good job, but now it turns out to be quite different. I think it's mainly due to the financial crisis.
Yeah, financial crisis. Yeah.
So the job market turns out to be very disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
And our salary was cut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we have to do the same work.
Mm-hmm.
We have to assume the same responsibility, the same workload as before, but we get less salary.
Oh, okay, so you're not really happy with it, right? You're not satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's better if you find a better job for your career development and, of course, for your dream achievement, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
And I think the company disregards our personal development. We have to, some of my colleagues have to repeat their work year after year. Maybe their work is the same as what they did 3 years ago. So so I don't think it's a good place for personal development.
Got it. Okay.
So
maybe the company, right, didn't give much importance about personality development, right, in career development, right? So it's not so good, right? But yeah, of course, for those people, they really need work. So sometimes they just bear with it, right? They just bear with it and do the job, even though they are not so happy with that, right? Because they have to work because of some financial crisis. Right? So, but in your case, of course, you want more. You want to be, you want to be a better person. You want to improve more, especially in your career development. So you would decide that, right? To quit and find a better job and do something to achieve your dreams, right? So that would be good.
Yeah.
That would be good for you. Okay. So what if your friends cast you aside when you are in trouble? How would you feel about that?
I think in that case I would be very disappointed and maybe I feel I'm lost.
You feel lost.
Mm-hmm. Actually, it never happened.
Mm-hmm.
Happened. I can always find friends who can share my happiness and sadness.
Mm, that's good.
Whenever I'm in trouble.
Mm-hmm. So they say that we can know, we can identify our friends through troubles, right? If they are always there to help you during your troubled times, they are your real friends, right? Because they are not only sharing your happiness, right, or happy times, but also they share in your troubled times, right? So
yeah,
it says like a friend in need is a friend indeed.
Yes. Now, actually, I don't have much money friends. I guess, but though, I really have some very good friends. Not money, but they are very good.
Oh, that's good. I think that's better. You mean that you have few good friends, right? Even though they are not so many, but they are your real friends, right?
Yeah.
Unlike other people, they have many friends, but maybe not all of them are good, very good friends, right? Or true friends, right? So it's better to have few but very good friends, right?
Good friends, real friends, yes.
So did it happen to you that your friend, one of your friends, cast you aside during your trouble time?
I will find another one.
Oh, you'll find another one, yeah.
I think I have three or four really good friends every period of my life, yeah.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, you have three very good friends. Which are always there to help you, right?
At least three to five, I think so.
Oh, but even though they are your best friends and true friends, so it doesn't matter, right? But maybe you can make some friends in your workplace.
Make more friends.
Yeah, make more friends so that you would enjoy more, right? You would explore and expose yourself to other people, you know?
But actually, we only talk about these things. We talk about just work with most of my colleagues. We don't contact each other after work.
Why?
But there is an exception. I make friends with two or three colleagues. We're real friends.
Okay.
But others,
not so good friends, right?
Not so good friends. Okay. Yeah, we get along. We get along well, but we're not real friends.
Oh, okay, that's good. That's good. At least you have some very good friends, to share your problems or to ask for help when you're in trouble, right? That's good. That is so good. So, are you afraid of losing your friends?
Yeah.
Are you afraid of losing your friends?
I don't want to lose my friends, but actually I'm not afraid of, because I won't hurt my friends, so I don't think I will lose them.
Okay. So you have to make sure that you care for them. Right, so that they don't...
Yeah, I care for them.
Yeah, so that you want to lose them, right? So...
So, yeah, we care for each other, so we will be good friends for forever.
Okay, that's good. Okay, so, all right, I think you don't have much time now, Julia, and you still have to work, right? So, I hope you take care of going back home, all right? So,
okay.
We'll see you again next to the next day, okay? So thank you so much,
thank
Julia. Yes.
Thank you, Julian.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.